We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Okay, we got some football tonight. The Giants get their first win in the Brian Daboll era. No baseball tonight. Hopefully you enjoyed the off night. You should. But Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm sure we'll talk a little bit of Yanks, Red Sox as we head into that series. Phillies, Mets as we head into that series. Both rivalries. We'll talk around that. But I've got a bunch of things from tonight that I watched, even today that I watched, in the sports world that I'd like to break down and talk to you. Call me up, 877-337-6666. You got me till 2 a.m. There's a bunch to talk about. I'll lay it out for you. If you hear something you like or disagree with, hit the phone. Come on the show. We'll talk it out through the rest of the night. Let's see how it goes. On off days, it's funny. On off days when the Yankees were rolling, it was like, oh, we don't want an off day. They're smoking hot. Don't want them to cool off. No, I don't want an off day. More baseball. Now it's like a relief. It's like, hey, when they're in this rough stretch, these off days are welcomed. And it's cool to get a night off to look at some other things. So what did I watch tonight? Field of Dreams. I'm just like watching Field of Dreams, and minus the fact that they have to show all of the triggering moments from last year's game, they have to flash back to that nonsense. 8-7 loss in the bottom of the ninth. There was a comment tonight, oh, there's not as much scoring. There hasn't been any home runs. Yeah, they had the juice balls last year for White Sox-Yankees, and the White Sox beat the Yankees, so of course the Cubs came to Iowa and said, hey, they can't have something we don't have. The South Side won last year. North Side's got to win it this year. The Cubs defeat the Reds 4-2 in the second Field of Dreams game, and I felt like it was improved. I felt like the grounds were better. It looked better on TV. It was a better weather day. The sky looked better. The scene just looked better out there, and that's what happens. You know, you get reps at it last year. You get more time to perfect it, and I thought it was cool. I looked at the, like, fans out there, and there's not that many seats. I think it's like 8,000 seats, and they're way out there in Dyersville. I don't know who goes to that game. I thought about going last year, but when I heard about where it was and what the hotels were like, and I don't know, I opted out of that. But I just think it's cool for TV. TV is where it plays best because the whole theme is based on a movie that you watch on TV, and they bring it to life. I'm sure it's cool to see it out there, but it's not bad to watch at home either. I enjoyed it. I watched pretty much the whole game. Go Cubs, go. Cubs basically won this game in the first inning. They put up 3 runs. It was over pretty fast, but I love the interviews. Fergie Jenkins, Johnny Bench, and Joey Votto, man. Joey Votto was great. He tweeted out a bunch of things about how he grew up on this movie, he watched the VHS, how him and his dad started having a catch when he was 8-9 years old, how this movie, like, you know, was a real part of his life. He lost his dad 14 years ago, and He shared that on Twitter, and then he also shared that as he was mic'd up playing first base, he even had a story about him facing John Smoltz, and then he went through how John Smoltz was acting. I thought that was funny. He said John Smoltz was yelling at everyone, didn't like the way they rubbed up the baseballs, and John Smoltz said, yeah, I couldn't control the ball. Like, just some inside baseball from Joey Votto early in his career and late in John Smoltz's career. And I don't know, watching that game, I was like, this is cool for baseball. I just feel like MLB is alive and well. Baseball is not dead. Baseball can pop up in Iowa and give people out there a Major League Baseball experience. They can set up that activation like they do out there and bring a movie to life. I thought it was an awesome scene. It was a little weird. I had heard going into the game that there would be a Harry Carey hologram to do, obviously, the traditional take me out to the ball game that the Cubs do in the seventh inning. Some people said that they shouldn't go forward with it. Other people said, yeah, can't wait to see it. I don't know. It was a little cringy. I think we're kind of getting into a weird space when we're bringing back the dead as holograms, almost like seeing a ghost. I don't know. For me, I was like, this is kind of weird. Even my wife was like, well, it looks just like him. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of strange. I'm sure they got the blessing of the family. I'm sure it was just, you know, something that they were trying to do to add to the broadcast. I don't know what that would have looked like out there. Could they see the hologram too out there? I don't know. But another idea I had watching this, you know, there was a bunch of ideas. They had a bunch of things out there. They even had that little league field out there. But people were saying, where should the next, you know, activation be? Where should they recreate something? And right over here in Paterson, New Jersey, Hinchcliffe Stadium, this isn't my idea, but it's already in the works. They're revamping that stadium. They're bringing that stadium back to life. That is where the Negro Leagues were played. That's where the New York Black Yankees played. So I think it'd be cool to see the New York Black Yankees versus the New York Cubans. Obviously, the New York Yankees would be the Black Yankees, and the Mets would be the New York Cubans. And if we got a game where the Mets and Yankees did a Subway Series one-off out in Paterson at that stadium, I think that'd be really cool for baseball, too. So maybe they get something like that in the works. What else was I watching? The NFL. Now, we had the call. Chris Carino, I listened to some of the call, and I obviously watched the Giants game, but did you see Malik Willis? Yo, that kid coming out of Liberty, undersized, he definitely looks small, but I mean, we are in the era of Kyler Murray being a highly paid number one draft pick quarterback in this league. That kid is a runt. If he can play quarterback, Malik Willis can play quarterback, and he had a chip on his shoulder. The last we saw of him, he was crying on the second day of the draft because he dropped so far to the Titans. And then we heard Tannehill say something along the lines of, you know, it's not my job to coach him or to bring him up. Well, somebody's coaching him. Somebody's bringing him up. Malik Willis balled out. He had over 130 yards passing, but the highlight came from a run where he scrambled out of the pocket, blind, turned to his left, sprints inside the five, breaks two tackles, scores, and he immediately points to the sky. It was such a boss play. I'm so excited for football. Like, I know it's preseason. I know he was probably playing against some guys that won't make the team, but that kid is going to be good. He's got talent, and he's got a chip on his shoulder. Another quarterback we're seeing that fell a little bit that's coming into the league with a chip on his shoulder. He made some noise tonight, and the Giants made some noise tonight. Good to see Brian Daboll and Joe Judge. Joe Judge revenge game. Joe Judge can't beat the Giants. He takes an L. Daboll gets a win in his first game as head coach of the Giants. There was a meme going around about Daboll being 47 years old and Bill Belichick being in his 48th year in the NFL, which is kind of nuts. He's had a job in the NFL the whole lifespan and a year of the Giants head coach, but they play their starters. You see Danny Dimes. You see Saquon. Something I wanted to say about Saquon I put in my notes. I'm a Dallas fan, and I've watched Saquon, and I've watched Ezekiel Elliott, and I watched Ezekiel Elliott get paid, and I know there's a lot of Giants fans wondering if Saquon is going to get paid. Ezekiel Elliott lost his burst. He lost that step. When you first break through the line of scrimmage and you get to the secondary, like, Saquon is not going to lose that. Not in the next 2-3 years. Saquon still has that burst. He's still a home run hitter. He's still a guy that if he gets in the open field, he can go. if you have a guy like that, you don't let him go. I think we'll see what he does this year, but pay close attention to that. I think in this offense, it's interesting. I was watching the Giants offense and I'm like, okay, they're moving the ball. It's a different style of offense. Small little plays, quick little plays, moving the ball. But it was interesting when you saw Tyrod Taylor come in. Tyrod Taylor, veteran, comfortable in this offense. He knows it. My mom texts me. She goes, who's this Taylor? I'm like, oh, that's Tyrod Taylor from Virginia Tech. Tyrod Taylor was actually at the Northeast Combine with me. He was a year younger than me. I was a junior. He was a sophomore. I remember talking to him. He was upset they weren't letting him get as many reps as the junior seniors in the Combine. He knew how good he was. Little undersized, coming out of Virginia. The rest of the kids were from New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. I always remember meeting Tyrod. And then he goes to Virginia Tech. And my school, JMU, ended up knocking off Virginia Tech when Tyrod was the starter. Go look all that up. That's all facts. So looking at Tyrod Taylor, the first preseason game, you look at Twitter, and there's already people talking about QB controversy. Tyrod, look at Tyrod. He looks comfortable in this offense. He's going to push Daniel Jones. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. But I'll say this. It's preseason. I said this to my mom. She's watching the game, and I'm like, it's preseason. It's just practice on TV. I'm like, a lot of these guys that are in this game are not even making the team. Don't read too much into it. I saw Malcolm Butler back out there with the Patriots starting the game. He's trying to make the team. Man, talking about DBs and Malcolm Butler, that guy Aaron Robinson, barbecue chicken, he got toasted twice. One time they dropped the ball. Second time he got cooked. Pass was complete. But then he got flagged for taunting. They're already throwing the flags for taunting. He had no business taunting. There was nothing for him to celebrate on that whole drive. That was a nightmare drive for him. But whatever. Watching that game, can't read too much into it. The New York field goal Giants win. Graham Gano hits the game winner. Good just to see the Giants back on TV. Patriots back on TV. NFL back on TV. The Captain, season finale, episode 7. Just watched that before I left to come in here. I only watched the first half. But, I mean, you know the story. Spoiler alert, like Jeter walks off his final game in Yankee Stadium in dramatic fashion. What else did you expect, man? I remember that game. I remember watching that in the MLB fan cave with Darren Meenan and some 7-line guys. I teared up a little bit. That was a tearjerker. That was an emotional one that year. The Yankees didn't go to the postseason, so that was the postseason energy that year. And they go on to show Jeter after his career being a girl dad. He's a great dad. And they show his Hall of Fame ceremony, and that is what inspired this whole Captain Doc. They were filming his Hall of Fame, him getting the call, and they were filming his whole Hall of Fame induction for his daughter so that they could watch it when they get older. And man, I learned a lot about his wife, Hannah Jeter. She went through some medical complications with her pregnancies and stuff. She's a tough woman, and I didn't know any of that, really. And you know, they talk about him and his saga with the Marlins and being the first black CEO of an MLB team and all the different things he had to do. Like, he was really working and grinding and flying places, and he's mixing it up with these billionaires and trying to get the Marlins off the ground. But obviously we know he left there. And man, the Captain was great. Shout out to Randy Wilkins and everybody that made a guest appearance in that. Like, Buck Showalter made a guest appearance tonight, and he talked about seeing Jeter's first game as his manager and then seeing his last game managing against him for the Orioles. It came full circle. He said he was happy to be at both. Shout out to Buck Showalter now doing his thing with the Mets. And speaking of the Mets, I think this Philly series coming up is going to be interesting. I think the Mets have the opportunity to sweep them. But the Phillies have been better since Girardi got fired. And obviously the back and forth with Keith Hernandez and the announcers for the Phillies, I think it just added a little something more to this series coming up. I'm looking forward to watching it. I'm also looking forward to watching Yanks-Red Sox. I need a sweep. But I can't ask these guys to go into Fenway and sweep their rivals after they start the road trip 1-5. I don't know what to expect. Maybe they'll take the series, but the Yankees are not even limping anymore. They're on their backs. They are down and out. The Red Sox got a win tonight, so they're going in confident. The Astros got a win tonight, so they're in sole possession of the American League. If you guys haven't been watching Hard Knocks, definitely run that first episode. I just watched the first episode of Hard Knocks with the Lions. It's the Lions, but it's Hard Knocks. They do a good job. And the Jets have one Jets drive. It's like their own version of Hard Knocks. It's on YouTube. If you're a Jets fan and you haven't watched that premiere yet, go search One Jets Drive and watch that. I watched that. We could talk about that, too. It is awesome. There's a lot to talk about. No Yankees, no Mets games on tonight, but plenty of sports. Keep McPherson on the Fan. Call me up, 877-337-6666, and we'll talk about it. I'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.